Welcome to Mystical Minds, the podcast where magic meets modern life, and the metaphysical isn't just possible, it's personal. I'm your host, Allie Thies. I'm a psychic, energy worker, soul connection specialist, and the former host of Ask Allie, the longest-running spiritual podcast on Apple Podcasts with 19 incredible seasons. Over the years, I've written 8 books, including the Gypsy Magic series, Out of Body Ecstasy, Gypsy Girl's Guide to Goals, 1 spicy erotic novel, and a chapter in the best-selling book, Sacred Self, where I share how to create a bedroom that truly invites love. I've been walking the metaphysical path since childhood, and now others remember who they really are through intuitive readings, soul work, and the safe, sacred space of the Mystical Minds community. This podcast is your invitation to explore the magical, metaphysical, and wildly mysterious side of life. From energy healing to spirit guides, soulmates to sacred rituals, nothing is off limits here. So grab your tea, light a candle, and let's dive into the mystery together. Oh, I am so happy to be here with you. I really am. It's been a while since I've done the Ask Allie podcast. I stopped that mid-2024. It was just, I felt time. Trust my intuition. Felt it was time to let it go. So I did, but there are 19 seasons. If you're new to me and what I do, they're on all the popular platforms, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, you name it, it's there someplace. But welcome, welcome to my new podcast. I am just so pleased to have you here and just tickled pink that I get to do this again. So I'm going to do this somewhat the same as I did with Ask Allie. I'm going to have announcements, the card of the week. Instead of the magical item of the week, I have the mystical item of the week. And then I'll have the main topic. I am always interested in having guests on this show. Unlike Ask Allie, who it was just me all the time, hence my name and the title. Mystical Minds, I want to invite guests on. If you or you know of somebody who is in the wild, mystical land of, open opportunities, open possibilities, please send them to me or tell me about it so that I can send them an email. My email is AllieThies, AlliethesHeiss@yahoo.com. All right, let's move forward here, shall we? Card of the week. Now, with the card of the week, it doesn't matter if you are listening today and get this card pulled for this week, or if you stumble across this podcast 5 years from now. This card is meant for you for this week. All right. And the deck I am using is the Starseed Oracle by Rebecca Campbell. Let's open this up, get some cards out, and let us see what our overview is of the week. I do have TikTok as I'm shuffling. I'm also let you know. I do have a TikTok. And I think it's OBE Allie or it's Allie OBE. It's one of the two. That and Instagram is either Allie OBE or OBE Allie. I switched them. So join me on either. I'm more active on TikTok than I am on Instagram. But I'd love to have you stop by, and I'll start going live on TikTok as well. So I'm really looking forward to doing all this. All right, let's pull a card. And my cat Xena is here. If you were a listener of Ask Allie, some animals have passed since you and I have talked. But Xena Lumina, she's still my little warrior princess. She is still very active. All right. So, the card for this week is the Void. Stop. Embrace winter. Great cosmic wound. This is telling us not to be in a rush this week. To just, slow your roll a bit. Take things easy. Take in what's going on around you. Winter, that's a time to, for soul work, for self-love, for self-care. It's really snuggling in and reading that book you love. It's pitter-pattering around the house. It's not a lot of fast movement, It is a slow, deliberate type of day. So that's what they want you to do this week. They just want you to pitter-patter, to take care of yourself. Mercury retrograde just ended today, Monday. So they don't make any wild moves. This is what they're telling you for the week, even though the energy around you may feel kind of conky. All right. So that is the card of the week. Now let's go to the mystical item of the week. And Zena, honey, I got to move you. And I suppose I should add that this is just like Ask Allie. I don't edit. I never edit because just ask the members of the Mystical Minds. I never edit because life is messy. It just is. And I believe on letting you into what really happens around me, not just what I try to trim up, edit, and make pretty. So the mystical item of the week is your own Ashkik record journal. Okay, this is something that you do for yourself. This dedicated journal helps you document insights, synchronicities, and dream messages related to your soul's journey. Whether during meditation or after intuitive downloads, it becomes your personal map of soul contracts and connections. I mean, how wonderful is that, eh? I can't believe I'll be 58 this year. Good Lord. I've had a lot of things, metaphysical type things, insights, downloads, visits. You name it, it's probably happened to me at one point in time or another. And you always think, oh, I'm going to remember this. I'll tell you right now, I do not remember what happened to me 20, 30, 40 years ago. I just don't. With menopause, thank you, menopause, sometimes it's difficult to remember what happened last week. Great fog. So I wholly recommend, no matter what your age is, that you get yourself a journal and you start writing down the wonderful things that happened to you. Even if you don't really remember a whole lot, if you just remember a word or a sensation or a color, a feeling or emotion, anything like that, write it down, put the date, write it down. How did you get that insight? You know, was it intuition during your day? Was it a dream at night? Did you astral travel? Were you conjuring a spell, maybe, and something came to you? Whatever it was, put down what you were doing, and then whatever message you remember. Okay? All right, let's move forward to the main topic, which are, what are soul contracts? Let's dive into something foundational to the entire mystical journey, soul contracts. Soul contract is an agreement your soul makes before you're born. Just imagine yourself sitting at a cosmic round table, your spirit guide, your higher self, and a few key souls gathered around, mapping out the major experiences your soul wants to explore in this lifetime. These contracts aren't about punishment or fate. They're about growth, healing, and evolution. You may have soul contracts with romantic partners, family members, friends, mentors, and yes, even the people who have challenged or hurt you. Some contracts are light, like a gentle nudge towards your purpose. Others are heavy, like a full-blown spiritual boot camp that forces you to wake up and level up. They all serve a purpose, even the painful ones. Here's the kicker. Soul contracts aren't limited to people. No, you may have energetic agreements with places, like you're drawn to a certain location or repelled by another. For instance, I have been consistently drawn to California my entire life. California and Egypt. Those are the two places I've been consistently, and Italy. God, I can't forget Italy. Those three places are consistently what I've been pulled toward. But there are situations, like constantly restarting your life, or facing repeated challenges like picking the wrong partner, or always ending up broke. And then there are themes, healer energy, maybe justice work, sacred sexuality, group transformation. Now, how do you know if a soul contract is still active? You start paying attention to these signs. You feel deeply drawn to someone or something without a clear reason. You keep repeating emotional patterns or relationship dynamics. The connection feels unfinished, even if it's technically over. You meet someone and feel instant recognition, comfort, or intensity. You feel like you owe someone something, energetically, not logically. Your intuition will often ping you with that inner knowing, this is bigger than it looks. The more you tune in, the more clearly you start to see the threads connecting your current life to something ancient, something your soul still remembers. Now here's what I really want you to hear. You are not stuck. Just because your soul once agreed to something doesn't mean you're required to carry it forever. Soul contracts can expire. And when they do, it's okay, even sacred, to let them go. You've changed, you've grown, and sometimes the contract's job is done, even if your heart hasn't caught up to it yet. Just like any earthly agreement, you have the right to review, release, or renegotiate your soul contracts. You can say, thank you for the lesson. I'm done now. This no longer aligns with who I'm becoming. And I release this connection with love and clarity. Consent matters, even at the soul level. And your free will, it's always honored. Your peace, your joy, and your healing are not just important. They're a sign that you're on the right track. Because this journey, it's not about staying stuck. It's about remembering who you are and choosing what supports your evolution now. Well, that's a wrap on this episode of Mystical Minds. I hope it sparked something inside of you, a memory, a knowing, maybe a nudge from your soul. If you loved what we explored today, please don't keep it to yourself. Share this episode with someone who needs a little magic in their life. And if you're craving more, join the Mystical Minds group. It's a safe, sacred space to explore everything from energy work to soul connections, intuition, spirit guides, and more. You'll find support, community, and your people. And if you're someone who walks the metaphysical path and would love to share your wisdom on this podcast, as I mentioned earlier, whether you're an energy worker, intuitive healer, or just somebody with a wild spiritual story, I'd love to hear from you. I'm currently booking guests, and you can apply at outofbodyecstasy.com/guest. You can also book a private reading or a soul session with me anytime at outofbodyecstasy.com. Whether you're seeking clarity, healing, or a deeper connection to your soul path, I've got you. Until next time, stay grounded, stay curious, and remember, you're not lost. You're just remembering who you are. Talk again, you beautiful souls.